How long has this project been in the works?
This project has been in the works for well over 2 years as we looked at studying the ability to help transition this structure from LifePoint Health Systems and to its eventual transition last March to today. So it's been about a 2 year or even more endeavor of trying to get this to be a functional behavioral health campus, and just the uphill battle it takes to be able to get the funding and diverse funding mix to do that.
Yeah, this is an amazing facility. I just took a tour. I got to see some really cool things. Could you highlight some of the services and amenities that this building is going to have to offer?
You bet. You know, with the transformation of the Teal Lake facility to the John Kivalis Center, what will be housed here will be an 18-bed inpatient treatment unit for women and women with children. It'll also have detox services available. We'll have a 10-bed transitional housing program that'll be here for sober living and step-down services for ladies that are leaving residential care. It'll also be home to our addiction medical and primary medical services for integration here. Our diversified behavioral health outpatient clinic is also co-located here. And then our adolescent psychiatric services. So we'll have a mix and a blend of several services, both inpatient and outpatient here. And again, it's about a 33,000 square foot facility. And to be able to have the space to be able to modernize this for advancement in state-of-the-art care for women seeking treatment for not only addiction, but for mental health issues as well.
Yeah. And so could you give a statement on how this facility is going to impact the community here as well as the Upper Peninsula?
You bet. So the local piece for having a behavioral health campus here is that, you know, the primary emphasis for folks that will be inpatient or outpatient is it'll be close to home. So for those residents within Marquette County, it'll be easier access to care and services. But because this will be specialty services for women, we know that it'll attract folks for referrals all over the UP and the state. So the benefit is it's really great on a local level, but the accessibility for the entire UP and state will be a part of it.
Exactly. So one last question. When do you hope this facility will be open?
We're really fortunate to look ahead to see if we can gain occupancy late summer, early fall.
Okay.
And so that's what we're hopeful for.